This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. forces in Iraq are sending reinforcements, tanks, and other armored vehicles to Fallujah, the scene of yesterday's aggressive air assault. U.S. planes dropped several 500-pound laser-guided bombs onto insurgent positions north and south of the Sunni-dominated city. Despite its advanced weaponry, the technological advantage of U.S. forces in Iraq drops sharply the moment a unit moves into the warrens of alleys, walled compounds, and low, flat-roofed buildings that dominate Iraq's urban centers. U.S. troops frequently have been the victims of snipers, but in what has become a guerrilla war, they also rely on their own snipers to protect them. NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
When the 91st Engineering Battalion was assigned to Iraq in February, its mission changed dramatically.
Now we're just like infantrymen on the ground, setting up checkpoints, clearing buildings, blocking off roads, searching for improvised explosive devices.
With these new tasks came the need for more snipers. 24-year-old Sergeant Joseph Olson got the job, some advanced training, and an M24 precision rifle. It's longer and heavier than the typical Army issue, the better to make body kills at a maximum range of 1,000 yards. Olson painted it beige to blend into the terrain he expected to find.
I figured it'd be more desert, but yeah, in the city, there's all kinds of colors out there, so it could be purple and it'd blend right in.
His company often monitors mosques where insurgents are believed to be storing weapons. He finds a high position from which he can scan for possible threats to the men down on the ground.
Usually I look for abandoned buildings. They're a lot easier. You just got to worry about the animals. A lot of dogs like to chase you and stuff. So, every house I've been into, the people are real friendly. So they let us go right to the roof. Well, we're allowed to pay them too. So if we want to give them a couple dollars to use their house.
He describes the perfect target.
A guy walking around the corner with an RPG aimed at one of our vehicles.
But after more than 3 months, Olson has yet to fire at anyone.
I haven't had a clear shot. It's hard to tell who's who. They all dress the same. They all got robes and headgear on and beards, and they shoot and they run. It's hard to shoot in the middle of the city, people running.
In the rush to get him trained, Sergeant Olson did not have a chance to go to the rigorous sniper school at Fort Benning, Georgia, where another sniper, Sergeant Daniel Osborne, says only 8 out of his class of 47 graduated. According to his commanding officer, Osborne, nicknamed the Virus, is one of the best. A master of camouflage, stealth, target estimation, wind, and precision. Osborne says it helps to be a country boy.
Most people that I know in the sniper community have backgrounds from growing up in the country, patient individuals. It helps to know how to move around without any aids.
This stern, compact 28-year-old, the skin on his face pulled taut, has logged 25 confirmed kills in Iraq. In the time he's been here, he says the enemy has become more creative and flexible. The sniper for a reconnaissance team from the 1st Cavalry, Osborne goes out night after night protecting his fellow soldiers as they look for insurgents planning ambushes or planting the roadside bombs that have taken a high toll on American troops.
It's always hard, but it's something that has to be done. Either we can engage and destroy the enemy, or they can engage and destroy us. My job is to add extra security for the troop. The men are relying on me to do that. Not about to let them know.
Sergeant Osborne says he has made no mistakes.
Every target that I've dropped has been a qualified military target. There's no point in me killing somebody that isn't a threat to the mission, to U.S. troops, to Iraqi citizens. If I was out here killing people at random, I'd be no better than the people that we're trying to get rid of.
Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.